Hawaii literally wrote the book on preparing for natural hazards here in the Pacific. Hawaii's Homeowner's Handbook is now available online as a digital download. The handbook has been used as a model for many communities across the continent and in countries across the Pacific. Dennis Wong is on the faculty at NOAA's Sea Grant Program and is one of the co-authors. He spoke with us about what's new in this fourth edition.
This book originally covered hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, and tsunamis. And this year, the book, we reprinted it in January of 2020, and it covers also climate change and volcanoes. In addition, there are a lot of new retrofit options for strengthening homes for hurricanes. No, because hurricane risk continues to be the major threat for most of the islands. That's what we really want people to prepare for. And then the third major thing about the new book is a lot of the measures, they're not only resilience measures in that they try to make the home or a part of the home stronger, but they also have a sustainability and adaptation part to it. So like, for instance, for roofs, we want to have a strong roof. We also want it to be a cool roof, so it's environmentally sustainable, uses less energy for air conditioning, and therefore has less of a carbon footprint. So there's a resilience and an sustainability and an adaptation component to a lot of the measures in the new book.
The key thing is there are a lot more retrofit options for homes, and also a lot of the measures, not only to make your home stronger, but also environmentally sustainable and to reduce the carbon footprint. Some of the measures you could do yourself, we do recommend that people see first a licensed architect or a licensed engineer before they do any work themselves. But once they get initial guidance, they could do a lot of the measures themselves. And in terms of making the home expensive, if they do some of the work themselves, it won't be that expensive. If they hire a contractor, there will be some expense. The other thing to consider, though, it's like an investment in your house because you're making your house stronger. And we know many instances where people have tried to sell their house, and because they have some of these measures to make them stronger, it makes it a much more attractive house to sell.
So whether you're talking hurricane clips or tie downs?
Yeah, hurricane clips, window protection, you know, a stronger roof, all of those things. We found that when people list those items, when it comes time to sell the house, it adds value to their property. Since the book came out in 2007, up till around 2 or 3 years ago, we were protecting our house with plywood when there were potential incoming events. But I found that I was traveling a lot on the mainland teaching, and when there were some threatening events, it was hard, you know, impossible for me to do any of those measures. So we did put impact-resistant glass and impact-resistant windows into our house. These are one of the things they're a little more expensive, but they're one of the things that add value to the house. It provides your always-in-place security from a hurricane or a robber, and it also makes the house cooler, so it reduces energy costs and adds one of those things that will add value to the house, so you can consider it as an investment for the house. You don't actually need hurricane-force winds to cause a lot of roof damage. It can happen with a tropical storm-force winds, which are winds under 74 miles per hour. That's the threshold for a hurricane. So you can have a lot of roof damage with the winds that are in the 50, 60 mile per hour range. But that just shows the importance of doing the retrofits. And the first thing we recommend for older homes, specifically for homes on Oahu, the first thing we recommend is that they put in hurricane clips to tie their wall to the roof.
You know, over the years, you've talked about make your house strong before you make it pretty.
That's right. When you do some of these retrofits, they could be possibly 1/10 to maybe 25% of like a kitchen remodeling or a bathroom remodeling. And what you're doing is you're making your house strong. When Hurricane Lane threatened the islands in 2018, you know, we were very fortunate that the system veered to the west and dissipated, which is was very unusual. But they estimate that if it did hit Oahu as a Category 2, over 50,000 houses on Oahu would be damaged or destroyed. So hopefully that'll never happen, but it's good to make sure people prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And that's what you're doing, because the hurricane retrofit, the hurricane clips, it's a fairly simple retrofit. It's not that much. And we do know instances where insurance companies will offer discounts for putting in the hurricane clips. So that's why you tell people, make your house strong first and pretty. We don't want people to think it can't happen here. So if they understand the risk, maybe it will build a sense of urgency and motivate them to act. And then we also go over the retrofit options. And we'll also go over a little bit about evacuation planning. There's also one thing I want people to consider, too. You may be able to shelter in your house for COVID-19, but sheltering in your house for COVID-19 and sheltering in your place in your home for a hurricane is totally different. And the stronger you make your house, the more likely you will be able to shelter in your house during an event, and you won't have to go to a public shelter where social distancing would be almost very difficult to do.
That was Sea Grant's Dennis Wong talking about the updated Hawaii Homeowners Handbook. It'll be part of a national webinar hosted by the Boulder Natural Disaster Center in Colorado. It takes place tomorrow, Tuesday, at 7 a.m. Hawaii time. Check out our website for links to find out more.